As February comes to a close, here's a rundown of Peak's most read letters from the past 28 days. Got a Whistler hot take to share? A local discussion in need of starting? Just want to say thanks? Send your letters to editor Braden Dupuis, edit@peaknewsmagazine.com. 1. Will someone with authority at Vail Resorts please stand up? The silence by Vail has been deafening, and goes beyond arrogance. 2. As a local landlord, my heart does not bleed, for Whistler renters 80% have left me a mess to clean up. 3. Whistler Blackcomb needs Canadian ownership. Vail Resorts is a greedy organization. 4. Whistler Blackcomb, too busy, not enough parking. I thought the new lifts were supposed to reduce lift queues, but the queues are bigger than ever. 5. In response to a Whistler landlord, just as there are good and bad landlords, there will be good and bad tenants. 6. A simple solution to Highway 99 traffic congestion, revisited. The long-term solution is probably 2 years off. 7. So long, Squamish. May you one day be that great place I once dreamed of. 8. Vail Resorts hate is getting boring. Stop complaining and don't spend your money on the hill if you hate it so much. 9. Don't pave over Rainbow Park's legendary vibe. We should be prioritizing green space, swimming, and safety at the waterfront, not a transportation corridor or promenade. 10. A valuable lesson in keeping your parking receipt. How many people have unknowingly paid a $70 ticket, not realizing that they did not overstay, but that the machine was offline?